This is the word of the Lord. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. As we move into a time of song, let's just turn our gazes towards him. Let's just let go of anything that has held us back this week. Maybe we've all just come from really busy weeks or busy Saturdays. But Lord, we come to you, Most High God, this morning to just focus on you. We turn our eyes to you, we bow our hearts and we lift our hands to you. So Spirit, can we fill this place and fill our hearts. And through this song, may your glory be known.
Receive our adoration.
we know that worship isn't just singing on a Sunday morning. Worship is with our lives. Would you have our hearts now take our lives? We choose to leave it all behind to pursue you, to press on towards the goal that is you and eternity.
wants us to go forward. Whenever we look back at what was, it's a problem. We know with Sodom and Gomorrah what happened when Lot's wife looked back. God takes our past, and He sanctifies it. He doesn't torment us with it. He releases it from us. And so we're able to walk forward in simplicity of faith. Without all the questions being answered, without having total knowledge of everything, but a simple trust. Whether that's as a church, as an individual, as a family, as a couple. One of the things that God keeps impressing upon me is about culture. I'm from a particular background, I'm from a particular upbringing, I'm from a particular tradition. I'm from God's own country, Yorkshire, the best place in the world. But we don't always get it right. And we still make mistakes. I love that love chapter that we use at weddings and things in 1 Corinthians. We have a whole list of all the wonderful gifts and all the wonderful spiritual things we can do. And then it finishes off by saying the greatest thing of all is love. And without that genuine love that God has, that He pours into our hearts, everything else means diddly squat. Whether we're taking notes of messages or the sermons and things, or whether we're singing the songs because we're familiar with them, at the end of the day, if we don't have that same simplicity of love that God has for us, with those that are with us, around us, part of our lives, we'll always keep dropping back into human mold, human reason, human thinking. Whatever it is that has been upon your heart today, maybe on the run up this week to today, and I can sense it and feel it in the spirit with a number of you here, please take that heaviness away. Let it go to God. He loves you and He will look after you. As we've heard today, He is more than enough. I'm not enough. You're not enough. And we don't have to be enough because He is enough. God bless you.
Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for the gift that you've given us in this life. You supply our every need. We thank you as a church family here, as brothers and sisters that are. We are so diverse, and yet we are unified by you, by what you did for us. So as we conclude this service together, we sing one last song to declare that you are enough for us, that you are our reward, that you deserve all of our devotion through any trial and any storm. We thank you, God.
Grand Seas. Say, look, I don't know, but I want to be part of it. So definitely make that happen. All right, we'll see you guys downstairs.